Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
On Astros, Paul and Ivan have by a lucky chance caught sight of Ilma. But already they're in danger of losing her, for she is hustled into an Astrosian vehicle which drives off. Meanwhile, the Streak is searching for them far away in space. When Mitch's detection gear brings in a positive signal, it is thought they have picked up radiation from the Taurus's atomic motors. They set a course and follow. But now doubts are entering the minds of the Streak's crew. Rocky's face is serious as he strides through the door of Di's laboratory cabin.
Di, Mitch tells me you've picked up a spectrum of heavy plutonium.
Yes, Rocky. See for yourself. It's on the screen. There's a projector slide we brought with us.
Yeah. Yes, I'm just watching. It's heavy plutonium, all right.
And judging by the intensity of color, pretty strong radiation.
What did you train a spectroscope on to get this, Di?
Well, I was just swinging it slowly from star to star.
Yeah?
And suddenly, I thought I recognized the pattern. Held it onto that bearing. There it was.
I see.
Well, I don't know whether it's a star or planetoid or what it is, but there's a definite point of light on the magna screen.
Yeah, it's the same, all right. Yeah, bearing's identical.
Same as what?
Hey, Mitch, didn't you tell her?
Well, giggling grasshoppers now, Ruggy. Soon as I saw that bearing, I came blasting back to get you.
Oh, Mitch. Di, what you're picking up is coming from the same bearing as the ship we're supposed to be following.
But, Rocky, if it's the ship, it can't possibly be the Taurus. We haven't got anything that uses special plutonium for fuel.
You reckon maybe it's another ship?
Well, if it is, it's traveling the same course as we are.
Maybe it's been dropping in at Saturn for afternoon tea or something, and now it's on its way home.
Home where?
Giggling grasshoppers. I don't know, Di.
Well, all right.
Well, nobody's ever been this far out in space before. You ask some dumb questions.
It could be a ship, you know. But it's traveling slower than we are, and yet it uses more powerful fuel.
Yes, but that doesn't seem to add up, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. Anyway, out of all this, one thing's certain. We've completely lost the Taurus.
Oh, dear, I wonder what's happened to those three kids.
Yeah. Well, unless a miracle happens, I'd say their position's hopeless.
What do we do, Rocky boy? Go on chasing this plutonium buggy or whatever it is?
Well, if it's giving out the right spectra pattern, we're duty bound to, Mitch.
Mm.
We've got to find the heavy plutonium.
Well, maybe if it's a ship using it, we can tell them to hand it over and that'll be a nice easy way out, huh?
Oh, nice, nothing. But we might get a lead, certainly. You know, it's mighty mysterious, whatever it is. Got me tricked. What do you think, Di?
Well, I'd like to investigate.
Yeah, it's true, but it could be dangerous. If it is a ship, there's no telling what sort of creatures will be aboard or what weapons they'll have.
Well, that puts a different complexion on things, as the man said when his wife finished her makeup.
That's a joke of Mitch's, Di.
I got a million of them.
Yeah, well, just don't worry about any more, Mitch.
Well, maybe we just turn around, huh?
No.
Uh-huh.
I think we should take the chance. Let's go, Rocky.
All right. After all, it is a voyage of exploration.
Yeah, but listen, you two, what about the kids and the Taurus?
Yeah, well, I hate to say this, but I'm afraid we've failed, Mitch.
Yeah, it comes hard to say, though.
Yeah, very hard.
We did our best, Rocky.
Yeah, don't kick yourself to death over it, Rocky boy.
I can't help it. We said we'd bring them back, and now... Well, what's the use of fooling ourselves? Those three youngsters are finished.
But Ilma, Paul, and Ivan are far from finished, yet. As the vehicle bearing Ilma away disappears in the distance, the two boys are crouched in the unfamiliar transparent cabin of another machine, wrestling frantically with the controls.
We can't get this thing going in a few more seconds. Will we caught her, Van?
I have tried everything. Nothing makes it move.
Must be something. Lights have come on again in the hall.
If the owners of this come out...
What about these?
Well, I cannot see in the dark.
Two knobs above our heads.
We'll try them.
I can't... Yeah, that one moved.
There are people pouring from the hall.
And that moves, too.
That's it. Now, one of these levers.
We're moving.
Yes, but backwards.
Those Astrosians are staring. Get it going quick, Ivan.
Or perhaps this.
We're going forward.
What's that?
The owners, I think. Make it go faster.
I am trying. This is it.
Look out, you're heading for the wall.
I'm not sure how to steer it.
Quick, Ivan!
Perhaps this.
Ivan!
No, pedals, and the panel.
Oh, too late, look out.
It steers by pedals, as an old-fashioned plane.
I thought we were going right through that wall.
Oh, it was only a glancing blow, but another split second.
There's a street ahead.
See anything of the other vehicle?
I think it turned left.
Then we turn left.
I'm not sure it could have gone straight on.
We must know.
Pull up at the corner. We'll have a look.
I hope I can pull up.
Phew, I thought you were shooting straight out into the traffic.
The left. It had a purple band around it.
Yeah, there it goes, see?
Then we go too.
Hey, that Astrosian with the gun looks like a cop or something. She's waving us to stop.
That's too bad. Did I miss her?
Yeah, by inches.
Oh, that's good, I didn't want to hit her.
Look out, she's taking pot shots after us.
And we'll swing a zigzag course.
Mighty Ike, look out, Ivan.
It's all right.
You nearly collected three vehicles then.
Better than collecting a ray blast.
We just did it.
Any damage?
Blown a hole in the back. We seem to be out of range.
There goes the other vehicle. It turned to the right.
Judging by the excitement back there, we got a batch of police cars or something after us.
Oh. How far back?
Fair way. We're gaining, though.
Then we must shake them off.
How?
I don't know. Think hard. Hold tight, here is a corner.
Great, Ike. I bet you nearly tore the ball carriage off it then.
Look, the vehicle, purple stripes ahead.
Stop, too.
Then that will be the building.
We can't pull up, we'll be caught.
This road is straight. If we could leave the vehicle without stopping.
The anti-gravity belt.
Yes. When we get past the building, we'll open the hatch and jump.
And leave the car going on?
Give them something to chase. We're passing the building now. Have they turned the corner yet?
No.
We have to move fast. Open the hatch.
Right.
I've set the controls. Out you go, Paul. Quick, I'm right behind you.
Ivan?
Here.
Listen.
What is it?
Keep in the shadows. It's those police buggies or whatever they are. They come. Trick them.
Yes, but only until they find out they are chasing an empty vehicle.
Well, we better work fast. Where do we start?
Well, Ilma is somewhere in this building. We must find her if it means searching every inch of it.
Hey, Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that thing is, it's getting much closer now.
Yes.
Come have a look.
Wait a minute.
See? Why don't I tune the screen up a bit?
Right.
And blow it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's about as high as it'll go.
It's pretty good, Mitch, thanks. You're right.
What do you think? Is it a spaceship?
That's clear enough on the screen, I don't know. Do you think it is?
See that there?
Mm-hmm.
If that's glare from the exhaust blast, it's... Well, it's just too bright to see what's in front of it.
Yes. Personally, Mitch, I don't see how it can be.
Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. If it isn't a ship, then what is it?
Yeah, I know.
It looks like one. It's got all the possibilities of being one, but I don't know. All the glare and flame, but it's...
It couldn't be a star anyway, that's for sure. It's too small,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, true enough.
Wouldn't be any bigger than a good-sized meteor. I don't know. It's a mystery. Di, what do you think about it?
Well, the spectrograph showing such a concentration of heavy plutonium, the solar cons will turn hand rings if we could take it back with us.
Yes, but what do you think it is?
Well, I give up the ship idea, that's for sure. No ship ever had an exhaust blast that big.
I would say it's almost like a miniature star.
A miniature star? Isn't it just like a woman? Who ever heard of a miniature star?
It is like a miniature star.
Well, I don't know about arguing, but whatever it is, there's plenty going on there. Well, you look. All that glare and the spectrum and...
Wait a minute, I'll check it on the oscillograph.
Uh-huh.
We'll blow it up and see what happens here.
What do you got, anything?
No, still ain't no different. It's a lot of glare, plenty of flame, but they can't make out what
it is. Hey, wait a minute. Huh? Wait a minute. I just thought, if we picked up electroradiation from it so far away... Hey, Mitch.
What?
Switch on the Geiger detector.
The Geiger detector?
Yeah, quickly, come on.
Oh, okay, Rocky. What? You think we're going
to... Come on, hurry it up, quickly.
All right, here it is. If you're going to think we're going to find anything on this, you got another thing coming. Hey, what do you know about that? Listen.
Radioactivity. The thing's bombarding us with it, Rocky. Quickly, change course away or it'll be too late.
Rocky stares a moment at the fiery globe gliding ahead of them in space, then turns swiftly to the controls. What is this thing? And what of Paul and Ivan's plan to rescue Ilmer? There is thrilling action ahead, so don't miss the next exciting chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!